Often when we need encouragement, we sometimes try and find some words somewhere that will give us a lift. Typically Google. So if we Google how to be encouraged, literally millions of words of advice, motivational sayings, inspiring quotes come up. For example, it doesn't matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. Good advice for some of us in particular. You should show encouragement whenever you can. People try harder when they know that someone cares about them. Definitely true. And failure is not the falling down, but the staying down. All good advice. But as Christians, of course, we don't need to Google anything, because we've got the Bible, packed full of encouragement. And here's just a few to get us thinking. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. So be strong and courageous, all of you who put your hope in the Lord. And there are, of course, so many more, and I'm sure you've got your own favourites, but so many passages of the Bible that can give us a lift, can give us confidence, can give us hope. But what I thought for this morning, given that we are looking at this preaching series, looking at the letter of Paul to the Philippians, I thought we'd focus on some encouraging verses that are in that particular letter. And you may remember a couple of weeks ago when our Paul introduced the series, he described the letter as Paul's happy letter because it was so full of thanks and encouragement. And that was indeed one of the main reasons why we chose it as the first thing we looked at in this particular year. So because this is an all-age service, I'm going to give a very brief talk, I promise, drawing your attention to what I believe are 10 really encouraging verses in this letter to the Philippians. Some of we've heard before already in the series, others we will hear as the series unwinds. So my first one, and I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. An encouragement that God will never give up on us. However many mistakes we make, however dopey we are, however messed up our lives might be, he will continue to work in us and through us. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. It's an encouragement to let the love of Jesus shine out from us, in all that we do, in all that we say, to live out Jesus' instructions to his disciples to love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. Now the important thing is that your way of life should be as the gospel of Christ requires. So that whether or not I'm able to go and see you, I will hear that you are standing firm with one common purpose. And that with only one desire, you are fighting together for the faith of the gospel. I see that as Paul's encouragement and reminder to stand firm together as a church family, to be united. We're not called to do anything on our own. And frankly, with God and our church family on our side, how can we fail? Moving on to chapter 2. In the way that you live, Do not just try to help yourself. Do not be proud. Instead, respect other people. Think about other people as more important than yourself. It's an encouragement to put others before ourselves, to show humility and respect. And if we all do this, then we will all be encouraged and supported. How much positivity would there be in the world if it was driven by love, humility and respect? What I'm getting at, friends, is that you should simply keep on doing what you've done from the beginning. When I was living among you, you lived in responsive obedience. Now that I'm separated from you, keep it up. Better yet, redouble your efforts. Be energetic in your life of salvation, reverent and sensitive before God. That energy is God's energy, an energy deep within you. God himself willing and working at what will give him the most pleasure. Has to be from the Message version, that one, doesn't it? But absorb those last few encouraging words. That energy is God's energy. An energy deep within you. God himself willing and working at what will give him the most pleasure. You could summarize that as saying, if he wants us to succeed, he will give us all that we need to make it happen. From the inside out, as the song goes. Do everything without complaining and arguing. This verse sits as one of a number of verses under the heading, Shine Brightly for Christ. Do things with a willing heart. Because whatever we do in the name of Jesus. These are going on themselves, aren't they? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. One of the best known passages of encouragement in the Bible. Stop worrying. Give it to God and he will make it right. One of the best, most encouraging passages in the Bible, but one of the hardest to do. But if we just took that literally, it means that as Christians, we should never worry about anything. Because it will be fine. And isn't it often the case, it will be fine. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. 19 of the most amazing, comforting, encouraging words in the Bible. Whatever is happening in our lives, whatever is happening in our community, in our world, there is a peace which only comes through knowing Jesus. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Remember that as our verse of the year a few years ago? Christ gives us the strength, power to do all that we're asked. Maybe you should dig out your fridge magnet. Oh, don't be smug, Peter. You talked about humility earlier. But but maybe. Get it back up on the fridge again if you've moved it from somewhere else. Wonderful, encouraging words. And finally, my 10th encouraging verse is a blessing for us all from chapter 4, verse 23. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Or as the Message puts it, receive and experience the amazing grace of Jesus Christ deep, deep within yourselves. I think a few encouraging verses, I say you've probably got your own favourites elsewhere in the Bible. But to me, these are verses that remind us that whatever we face, however we're feeling, whatever we think we can or can't do, we have an amazing, faithful, loving, encouraging God. God is our source of encouragement. And may we all place our trust in him and be encouraged today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.